Welcome to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent documentary and foreign films, every Friday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Pacific and online at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Kaspar. Brazilian big wave surfer Maya Cabrera pursues a dream in the male-dominated sport as naysayers second-guess her every move. Filmmaker Stephanie Johns follows the world of championship surfing at an incredible level. This is the big wave surfers, and it is an astonishingly dangerous enterprise. But you watch Maya go through all of the setbacks, injuries, and near-death experiences while navigating the choppy waters of competitive sports businesses. Wonderful film called Maya and the Wave, and we're joined today by the director, Stephanie Johns. Stephanie, welcome to Film School Radio.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
This is a terrific film for a lot of reasons, not the least of which is the sheer terror of watching somebody take off on a 100-foot wave. It is insanely involving on that level. But the fact that we get to know Maya, who is a terrific person on so many different levels, what inspired you? How did you get to know Maya, and what inspired you to do this documentary film about her?
Well, I love sports, and I've worked in a number of projects about sports, which is just a wonderful visual landscape for documentary film. And I had been shooting as a cinematographer on a movie about Venus and Serena Williams. And when that wrapped, there was a call for female directors to profile female athletes for a TV project. And so I decided to pitch I was researching a lot of athletes in a lot of different sports and got curious about big wave surfing, and then got curious to learn that there was actually one woman who was quite serious and accomplished in the sport, and, you know, introduced myself through a friend, and we met, and, you know, she was open to having me come film her. And we just started filming, you know, one surf trip that she did to Mexico and had no idea where it was going to go. And it ended up taking 10 years.
So at that point, she was becoming a better and better surfer. She was good. She was very good at that point, but she was at that point, was she contemplating big wave surfing? Did she sort of have a map of where she wanted to go with what she was doing?
In 2012, Maya had already won the title. She had won the big wave award 5 times. So she was extremely accomplished as a big wave surfer. And those waves were in Tahiti and various other places. The year before, in 2011, Garrett McNamara was the first surfer to successfully surf Nazaré, which had not been surfed professionally by big wave surfers before then. So he put Portugal and Nazaré on the map. And I think a lot of big wave surfers, including Maya, saw that accomplishment and, you know, put Nazaré on their bucket list of places that they wanted to go surf. And Maya was the first woman to attempt to surf Nazaré in 2013. So I think that was the beginning of the world record dream, because the surfers started to see that that was the place where world records were being made and would probably be made into the future, because it is the biggest wave in the world.
I want to talk about Nazaré because it's a character in the film. Obviously, it's a big character on many different levels in the film. But the idea of big wave surfing, the idea, and prior to Nazaré, you're right, we see in the film all these different places that were considered the place to try and accomplish or try to win these tournaments or surf the biggest wave known to man, or, you know, the idea that you could be on surfing on these gigantic waves. Having dabbled in surfing when I was younger, knowing the challenges you face just on regular size waves, and even at that point, there's a little bit of danger involved. To see people get on these waves and surf how would you describe it? How would you describe the sensation of being on shore watching somebody surf these gigantic waves?
It's magical. I love it. I mean, it's an incredible experience. It feels like you're watching somebody land on the moon, and you just kind of can't believe it every time that they do it. It's truly spectacular. It's a spectacular experience. And so it was a lot of fun to be in that environment to make this film.
No, I'll just share my experience of watching it, in the sense that, just kind of, as they say, dropping in to a wave like that? Just getting into a position on the wave where you have some hope of being able to actually surf it is, in to me, that's the incredible part, is to put yourself in a position on one of these massive waves to be able to essentially get in front of it in a way that you can make it out on the other side is really exhilarating. I mean, as someone, like I said, as someone who's dabbled in the sport, knows some version of how hard that is to do, to watch them. And then once they get into a certain point in the wave, what these waves, you are really picking up some serious speed. There, it's, I don't know what the actual miles per hour are, but you're starting to really accelerate down this the face of this wave. That is, like I said, I don't know if the word is nuts, but that's really intense to watch for me.
Yeah, it's, I don't think there's any sport like it, to be honest. I mean, if you think about extreme skiing, it's a little bit like extreme skiing, sort of an uncharted face, except the face of the mountain is actually moving while you're going down it. And you're insightful. It's, you know, part of the skill of surfing giant waves like this is not just the sort of physical capability of having strength and stamina and balance, but to have the ocean knowledge. So, you know, a surfer like Maya has just incredible ocean knowledge and an ability to read, anticipate, predict the way that a wave is going to form and the way that she should make a line down it. So there's, it's an incredibly skillful, it looks phenomenal, but you know, it's taken her decades of surfing to assemble those skills and to be able to accomplish this sort of moon landing kind of a feat. It's pretty amazing.
Well, director Stephanie Jones, let's talk about Maya Gabeira and her journey. We get to meet her at a point in her career where she is, as you were describing, she's setting some goals for herself. She's conquered some hills or mountains already in her career, but she's also being doubted by a lot of the people in the surf world, particularly the men in the surf world. Maybe I'm overstating that, but please feel free to describe it as you wish.
She was one of the few women who entered the sport. It's not a very old sport. The sport is about 30 years. I mean, surfing is very old, but big wave surfing really got going maybe 30 years ago. And so, and that was, you know, it was pioneered by men and who probably never thought that a woman would try or want to try. And so when she, you know, invited herself to participate, I think it just ruffled some feathers because, you know, yeah, I'm sure big wave surfing is very fun, but the other reason that men do it probably is for bravado, machismo, to prove themselves, to seem like tough guys. And so the fact that a woman was also, you know, doing the same thing and very, very well probably, you know, ruffled some of their feelings of like, you know, being tough guys, I guess.
We see Maya's journey. And we see the setbacks and the one, and I don't know how much I want to give away, except that she's faced with a situation where she has to come back physically, mentally, psychologically, and to be able to do that. And that's another thing about the documentary film that makes it remarkable. And that is knowing what she's been through and knowing the psychology that you need to have in order, the confidence level that you have to do what she's doing, is a remarkable part of her and her psychological makeup and her determination. Let's talk a little bit about that part of it, what she went through to put herself in position.
Oh, what she went through. I mean, yeah, everything from, you know, physical trauma, mental trauma. I mean, she nearly died and, you know, blacked out, came back from death. Prejudice. She, you know, a lot of people around her, you know, people did support her, but there were a lot of people around her who were not supportive of what she was doing. And yeah, I think of extremely hostile environment ranging from, you know, physical, mental, and societal. She's, you know, she's obviously a very tough, strong, and dedicated athlete to overcome all of those challenges.
Well, let's dig a little into her background, where she came from. Where's she from?
Maya's from Brazil.
Okay. And she And she came from a very well-known family, right? Both of her parents were accomplished. That provided her, I think, with a self-confidence. Would that be a fair way to put it? That she came from a place where she felt loved and respected, and she was willing to set goals for herself, and her parents seemed to be helpful in all that.
Yeah, she comes from a very prominent, distinguished, and interesting family in Brazil. Her father is a very celebrated politician and journalist who has had his own story has been chronicled in film and books. And he too almost died. He was, shot. And I think they share a passion for life and for what they're doing and a commitment to their goals. And I think, Maya's mother is equally as strong and strong of a character. And so, she definitely grew up with parents who are not afraid of big goals and big dreams. And that certainly influenced her life's trajectory.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, Maya and the Wave will be coming here to Los Angeles on September 24th and 25th. And once it's here, you'll want to check this out. Do we have a theater for it? Is it a Lemley Theater?
Yeah, we're going to be in the Lemley Monica on the 24th and the Lemley okay. Glendale on the 25th.
Okay. And you'll be out here for a Q&A?
Yeah, and, both nights. Mm-hmm.
In both theaters? Will you be at both?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And it looks like a great lineup of people will be joining you for the Q&As at the Lemley Monica Film Center, as well as the Lemley Glendale. Lemley Glendale has really become a hub for a lot of independent films, documentary films. It seems like they screen there a lot. And this is another great example of that. And so, well, wonderful. It's a terrific piece of work. And getting to know Maya, it was great, and getting to see the insanity of Nazir and all of the things that she's been through and what she accomplishes in her life is remarkable. So thank you so very much for your time today, Stephanie Johnston.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
You've been listening to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent documentary and foreign films. You can find out more about the program at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Kaspar. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week with another edition of Film School Radio.